From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama has received the required number of votes needed to pass the Iran nuclear deal. Speaking in Philadelphia today, Secretary of State John Kerry said all other options aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear ambitions were not working.
Sanctions alone were not getting the job done, not even close. They were failing to slow, let alone halt, Iran's relentless march towards a nuclear weapons capability.
Republicans have been trying to block the deal. The Senate will officially vote on the measure on September 17th. President Obama is wrapping up his three-day visit to Alaska today. Elizabeth Arnold reports the president is meeting with people directly affected by a warming climate.
The goal of this trip was to use Alaska as a backdrop for a message of urgency. Yesterday was a long day on the water, all about the photo op, blue skies, spectacular glaciers that are melting quickly. But today will be all about the people, fishermen who worry about the warming sea, and then in the real Arctic in Kotzebue, where the president will hear from Alaska natives who are living now with the consequences.
Elizabeth Arnold reporting. Firefighters are taking advantage of cooler and mild winds to get ahead of wildfires in north central Washington state. The Chelan and Okanagan complex fires total more than 230,000 acres. The Northwest News Network's Anna King has more.
On the Chelan complex, firefighters are closely watching one fire growing within a few miles of homes. They say that large stumps, downed logs, and dead trees are extremely dry and a problem. That burning wood isn't going out on its own. In the right conditions, those logs could light up new fires even after containment lines have been drawn. On the Okanagan complex, the Twispe River fire is now nearly totally contained. That's the fire that claimed the lives of three firefighters. Crews will soon be doing restoration work and be directed to other serious fires. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.
A Russian spacecraft blasted off this morning, carrying a three-man crew to the International Space Station. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the launch went off without a hitch.
The Soyuz rocket ignited its engines at a Russian launch site in Kazakhstan, setting out on a two-day trip to the orbiting space station.
The engines now firing up at maximum thrust. And liftoff. For the 500th time from Gagarin's start, a rocket roaring into the air.
Officials say this was the 500th rocket to launch from the site since cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin blasted off to become the first man in space. The current crew consists of a Russian, a Dane, and a pilot from Kazakhstan. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 211 points, the Nasdaq up 74. This is NPR News. A Republican-led House panel has announced the first in a series of hearings prompted by secretly recorded Planned Parenthood videos. The House Judiciary Committee's investigation includes whether Planned Parenthood violated a federal prohibition against a procedure opponents call partial birth abortion. The first hearing is set for next week. Doctors say the number of serious bike injuries has sharply risen among middle-aged riders. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports a new study highlights the need for safer roads.
More adults are biking these days, and that means more ER visits. Doctors at the University of California, San Francisco found that hospital admissions due to bike injuries have more than doubled in the past 15 years. The rise has been the biggest with people over age 44. Dr. Benjamin Breyer led the study, and he says this uptick could be due to the Lance Armstrong effect.
After Lance Armstrong had all of his success at the Tour de France, a lot more people were riding, and there were a lot more older riders that took up the bicycle for sport.
That means more men in their 50s and 60s are riding bikes at high speeds. Breyer and his team published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
The oldest survivor of the Great San Francisco earthquake in 1906 has died. Ruth Newman was 5 years old when the quake struck in the early morning of April 18th. Her daughter, Beverly Dobbs, says her mom died on July 29th in her home in Pebble Beach, California. She was 113 years old. On Wall Street now, the Dow up 205 points, the Nasdaq up 73. This is NPR News.